be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. All right. Well, we'll kind of talk about something that I speak quite often. And when things become more and more real to us and we get more revelation of it, not too long ago we were even discussing it in our Tuesday night Bible study. And just kind of give you a leading into a story recap of this past year. I think it was the end of December, right at the 1st of January, my daughter, Abby, backed her car into a mailbox that was, I don't know, made, you know, to last till Jesus comes back. It was a metal one, steel, ripped a big down her side panel. And thank goodness there was a guy who does that on the side. If y'all, anybody needs body work, get up with me. I'll give you his number. Did it for 25 years. Now he has a shop in his backyard. Saved us, you know, boo-koodles of money. We'd had to turn it in, you know, to a regular body shop. And so it wasn't too long after that, after we got it back about a week later, someone hit Abby's car, you know, in our neighborhood, just backed into it, and I had to fix it. Then we had some in-laws to come in and borrowed our Expedition to come meet us somewhere and hit a deer in our Expedition. $2,500 there. We had to pay the deductible, $1,000 deductible. Right after that, TC's uncle backed into our Expedition, busted our rear bumper. He had to, and now you have to get, you know, replace it. It has to be a whole piece because everything's plastic back there. Got that fixed. Let's see, that's twice with that one. And so I believe that was all of them. Last night, we had a bunch of kids over at our house, and they were all going to go to Sonic. It was raining, you know. And so instead of taking several different cars, my daughter asked me if they could get in the Expedition. And stupidly, I said yes. And so I had to move one of our cars out of the way. And I was in the house, and I thought went through my head, she's going to hit that car when she backs out. And so I'm coming out the door, you know, wham! I mean, just flies backward, hits it. Had to go see the body shop guy again. I mean, he's like his best customer. He loves seeing me come. And now I got to fix two more cars. Giving of thanks was not coming out of my mouth last night, you know, when I came out that door, you know. I had to kind of regroup myself and, you know, of course, apologize and just say, Lord, you know, what how do you respond in situations like that, you know? And of course, he reminded me of something he showed me a while back, and I had this vision, and had a coffee cup with a wolf on it, and I was just praying one day, and I just could see in my spirit like a pack of wolves coming, and someone just saying, thank you, Lord, and then they leave, they run off, like they'd been scared off. And the Lord spoke a word to me, and he says, nothing runs off the devourer, the enemy, more than a thankful heart and a grateful heart to God. So these are the verses, you know, they're real familiar, but they're becoming even more familiar to me, and I have a good chance to put them into practice, right? Because he does give us grace, gives us so many more chances, right, to do this. And out of 1 Thessalonians 5, which is a very familiar, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The word thanks here is the word where we get the word Eucharist from. Because the word Eucharist means the giving of thanks, if you didn't know that. And this is the same exact word. So I had written out here, evidently at some point in time, probably this past year I wrote in here, just means good grace. And you're just acknowledging His goodness, acknowledging His grace, and how much His grace, and we talk about that a lot, how it's sufficient. And let me tell you something that the Lord really spoke to me about this and really helped me see God's provision beforehand. So when we had to get the bumper for the Expedition, right, had to order it. The guy just lets you order your parts, and then he'll fix the car. Well, when I ordered the bumper, they sent me two bumpers. Right? And so I thought, well, I need to. So I went back, checked the order, and I thought, well, maybe that's just what they do. When you order, they send you two. And I've never ordered, bumpers before. And so the Lord reminded me that. And I called the guy, and he said, yeah, the other bumper is still here wrapped up, So that's about $300 same. So saying that in the giving of thanks, and the Lord reminded me that the provision was there even before part of it, even before that happened. So evidently in God's sovereignty, he knew that on December the 23rd at 7 p.m., my daughter would crash our car, right? So that really helped in bringing perspective in the giving of thanks, because not even understanding things. And it made me, when Bishop was talking about that yesterday, if you didn't hear the sermon from yesterday, go back and really listen to it about Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany. Always, her posture was always the one of worship. That is, even when she didn't understand, even when she doesn't understand, Lord, if you'd have been here, the whole, John chapter 11, Lazarus thing, I know, understand, but you see her there again. And then, giving of thanks like that to me is just a posture of worship, right? Thanking the Lord that he is good and that he is a good father, now, those things, again, you got to understand, if you'd have been there last night, you'd think that I really needed to practice that, right? But again, I finally did get okay. But there's, just a couple of more familiar verses I just like to go to and do a scan. Familiar, the giving of thanks. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. This is Ephesians 5. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. And again, always giving thanks for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. So we got, in all things, give thanks. For all things, give thanks. And Hebrews chapter 13 says, continually give thanks. But in here too, it just shows you about part of being filled with the Spirit, singing and making melody with the Lord. That all has to go together, because if you're not giving thanks, you are not singing and making melody with the Lord. Last night I was not singing and making melody with the Lord at all. But when I started doing that, Lord, I know enough truth to know that's where I've got to start, and I'm going to just give you thanks. I'm going to start thanking you for this situation and how you're going to work, even if you don't, right? Thank you for that situation. And I just felt, for me, the stress level began to just leave, the peace of God began to fill my heart. I was being filled with the Holy Spirit. We always hear that because we leak a lot, right? I don't think you could look through a microscope last night and found any Holy Spirit in me at that moment. So hopefully this year ends will be a, the year of the, car repair. So hopefully that'll come to an end, and the body shop year. And so this next year will be free from all of that, right? Amen.